Blog Talk Radio.
Five, nine, 12, 18. She the one you thought would never do it, so the well be. Yeah, now what, check it out, sell me. Drama comes in dozens and I know you love it. A rose is still a rose, so I rose above it. The more that they see the woman got a mind of a rose, the less that they want a part of my throne, it's bigger. But the more they compare me to the ones they could own, they know they never should have left me alone. I'm bigger, I'm without money getting in my Jesus up. Treat me like David Blaine and freeze me up. Let me address the issue, I'm super, not superficial. For me, the only statement I'm making is for he. 7 digits never under my bank account hold. Numbers like your phone numbers plus area code. Gamble with your career, the head chance, huh? See what happened with scrubs on my record deserves answers.
Left out, what's happening? Everybody wanna know where.
It's your girl Tori D, and you are listening to another week of Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we have on the line with us Miss Diane from Myrtle Beach. What's up, Diane?
Hello.
And tonight we also have our girl Yada standing in. Yada from the ATL. Shawty, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
So we want to say big ups to Tommy, who is just now getting on the line. Tommy, what's up with you?
Tommy, you're late.
We talking you $5. What's up with you, Tommy?
Nothing much. I'm chilling.
Okay, well, that's what's up. And as we all know, Zach, he represented us well this weekend in the, actually yesterday, in the 24th Annual National AIDS Walk for AIDS Awareness. It was held in New York City, and we are so proud to announce that they raised over $5,600,000 for AIDS Awareness. So give it up to Zach, who is in New York and represented us so very well. So what y'all think about that? Over $5 million.
That's wonderful.
I need to borrow a couple thousand of those.
Right, and you're going to spend it all on AIDS awareness, right?
Huh?
I said you're going to spend it all on AIDS awareness. You're going to put a sign out in your front yard and that's your AIDS awareness, huh? Well, that's what's up, y'all. So big up to Zach for that. We are so excited tonight, and we have so much to talk about. Again, we want to say our guest host tonight is Ms. Yada from Atlanta. I know y'all remember Yada. That's my homegirl. And we are so happy to have you here with us tonight. So we want to go ahead and get started with the show. We'll start with our weekly inspiration, and I'll do that, your girl Tori D. This week we're going to come from Psalms 37 chapter, and we're going to do verse 4. And it says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Now, each week we've been talking about things that will inspire us to make it through the week, things that are going to help us. But this week I chose this scripture specifically for like my single listeners out there, especially the ones that are like over 30 or the ones that are feeling like all is lost and they just got to settle for being single and for being alone.
Well, are you talking about me right now?
I didn't know if I was talking about me or who I was talking about.
I'm like, what's up?
Just on me. So I was like, this scripture just reminds us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, that he'll then give us the desires of our heart. Because so many times we go out there and try to find our own mate, and out of desperation we sometimes settle. But if we remember that God, you know, he knows what we want, and more importantly, he knows what we need. And if we just delight ourselves in him, he knows what to give us, and he'll give us the desires of our heart. And I was, you know, really loving this scripture because God's word, it never fails. It's something that you can stand on. So when you're getting down and out, I don't know who I'm talking to, but they know who I'm talking to. Just know that to delight yourself in him, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So that's what's up with my weekly inspiration. Hopefully that helps out. You say amen. I know that's why people don't understand how hard it is, especially nowadays, you know, being single or whatever. But we have to remember that, you know, you don't have to settle. Just delight yourself in God. Think on things that are positive. Occupy your time. Stay busy. And, you know, everything will work out because you want what's for you. You know what I mean? You don't want, you know, to settle. You want what's for you. So that's what's up. So we're going to also go back to the song that we opened up the show with, because a lot of the listeners have been asking, you know, like, who is that? So that is the late, great Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Left
and you can find, yeah, Left Eye. For all those who didn't know her real name, Left Eye from TLC. So that's off of her Supernova album. And it was an unreleased album, but you can find it on Amazon.com. So that's what's up. If you want to go get that, it's on Amazon.com, Left Eye, and that was off of her Supernova album. We also want to remind the listeners out there to please call in tonight. We got several topics that we're about to get into, but we want you to call in. And the call-in number is 646-200-3136. Again, that is 646-200-3136. We want you to call in and let us know what you think about everything that's going on. So, guys, how were your week this week?
Wonderful. My brother graduated from college.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Shout out to Shortmill University.
That's what's up. I had an aunt, actually, that graduated from college as well. So we're going to give a shout out to Ms. Russia for graduating from college, going back and handling your business. Tommy, you got anything popping?
Nope. I'm bored.
You said not right now?
No, not at all.
What about you, Ms. Diane? Anything popping this week?
Just work being really busy. It's really funny, your scripture that you brought up, because yesterday I was just being a total girl, and I'm like, I'm so lonely, I'm so alone, and blah, 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 and you know, I know in the end it's not, you know, the right time. And, you know, I've stumbled upon every Mr. Wrong there is. But
right. But I think that's because, and I can say I definitely can understand you on that, but I think it's because we try to, you know, do it on our own, and we try to find it on our own versus trying to let him, you know, send it to us and then qualify the person, you know, that
mm-hmm.
comes. And I think we can know in our gut when it's wrong, but we so want it to be right. So, you know,
exactly.
Don't give up. That person is definitely out there for us. But we can go ahead into the show's topic tonight. The first topic that we're going to discuss is hip-hop music. And I know everybody's like, oh, Lord, here we go, hip-hop music. But we want to know what we think and what the listeners think about hip-hop music and whether or not it's a negative force that's driving so many kids and teenagers to act immature and to be violent. You know, and to think that it's okay to, like, act out against what's supposed to be right. So, like, how do you all feel about that statement? Do you think that hip-hop is to blame for what's going on with our youth today?
I don't think it's fully to blame, but I think that it definitely, there's a part of it for sure. I mean, I've done home visiting with people, and I saw a little 3-year-old boy coming in, and he's just talking about the popo's here, the popo's here. And I'm like, a 3-year-old kid is saying this? It's just, I think that they're being introduced at too young of ages of these things to not understand them or be explained
exactly.
about it or anything.
Exactly. Hip-hop is very, it's very persuasive, and kids can't decipher between what's really real and what's not real and how to handle it. So I think it's very persuasive.
Right.
I don't think so.
Okay, so Tommy, you don't think hip-hop is to blame. So who would you blame? If you could look at the state of America today and our young people and the way that we're, you know, losing a lot of our morals, if anybody asked you, who would you blame, who do you think you would blame it on?
You just got to blame it on those people, man, their lifestyle. I mean, if you grow up in the hood, you're going to call the cops, the topo one time and all that kind of stuff. It's the lifestyle mm-hmm. that you're around. It's not just the hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
People are who they are. There's different personalities in the world, but you can't blame it on just hip-hop. People being the way they are or what they're doing.
Right. Hip-hop is great. Hip-hop is great, and you have to take accountability for your actions. But I think with children, it's kind of like a fine line and mimic what they see. Like you said, if you're in the hood or wherever you may be from and the language that you use, but you do have to be able to decipher between what's right and wrong.
Right. So I would say that with me, when this question was posed to me, I was kind of like at a cross because I think about how the music for any generation, it normally shapes that generation. Say, like, for example, when my parents, if they grew up listening to, like, the Marvin Gaye's and the Temptations, and it was more about love back then. You know, like Bob Marley, One Love, and it was more of a peaceful era where people were trying to make positive changes, and that's what the music was saying. And then you got nowadays where music is basically, you know, any video you turned on, they got a headbutt naked chick on there, and she's doing her thing. And you think, you know, well, what does that make my daughter think? Or what does that make other young girls out there think? Or you got somebody blinging and shining. And it's hard to say that won't in any way, you know, affect that child. And then the flip side of that is I think that it starts in the home first. I think that me as a parent or me as a, you know, an auntie or somebody at church, I need to try to monitor what their child watches and what they admire and what they think is good. So I think it's kind of half and half. It's like hip-hop and at home.
Yeah, you have to set values for yourself and for your family so you'll know what means something to you. If gold bling bling and rims mean something to you, you know, you have to set that up for your children so that they'll know that, you know, these things are just worldly things, and this is just an automobile and a necklace around your neck. They have to know that other things are more important in life, and if you acquire these things as well, then that's fine, but you have to be looking for, you know, something more than just physical and material things.
Right. And I think what scares me the most about it is there is no balance. Nowadays, you don't have the parent at home watching what the child is watching or monitoring what the child is monitoring, because a lot of people's statistics are showing are having to work 2 and 3 jobs. So you got the kids at home babysitting themselves, and they babysit themselves with the 106 in part. You know what I mean? And not knocking that show, because we love BET, so we're not knocking that show. But at the same time, there's nobody there to decipher to their child reality versus fantasy. So the child is left to themselves to figure out which is which.
I think that's true to a certain degree. But I also think that, you know, you have to be able to know what you want. And if this is something what you're trying to have or you know, something that means something to you, you have to know what you want, and you have to let that be known, let your children know what is important.
Right. So do you think that the majority of the responsibility falls then on the parent?
I do, but the problem is, for me, like, in scenarios that I've seen, a lot of the parents that I work with, they're teenagers. That's the type of music that they listen to. They don't have that common sense to turn it off and not let their kids listen to it. I definitely don't just blame hip-hop music. I just think it's one of the many factors. I blame the government for a lot of things, you know. Or,
right.
You know.
That is true.
I also like to say that we have great love songs, and we do have, you know, a lot of people that really try to move positive. You know, we have Come and, you know, a lot of different people, but it's just the values that are set up, you know, like you said, back in the home. If you know that, you know, a righteous path is better than some ridiculous jewelry, then, you know, you get to choose and decide.
Right. And it's amazing. Diane, she made an awesome point, because when I was researching for the show, I looked at some of the statistics, right? And they were, you know, basically using Jamie Lynn Spears, you know, Britney Spears' little sister that got pregnant as an example. And they were saying since that happened, about 22 of every 1,000 girls mm-hmm. between the ages of 15 and 17 is having a baby.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's to me, that's, like, amazing. And they said now it's the highest rate in the last 15 years. So
yeah,
when you make comment about you got so many kids nowadays having kids, that is so true. So it's like they don't have any morals or any values as of yet, and they aren't passing the morals and values on. So, Tommy, let me ask you from the male perspective, what was your influence growing?
Say it again? My phone went out for a second.
Okay, like from a male perspective, what was your influence growing up? Like, who did you look up to when you were growing up?
Nobody really. Yeah. I got my influence from myself. I looked around me and saw the things what not to do, though. I just did what I wanted to do.
Wow, that's real. That's real. If you check out my MySpace, you know, it asks heroes, and I'm like, I have a question mark because it was hard. Like, you're always straddling the fence, you know, and I guess it's like, you know, good versus bad, but you have to decide, like, what's best.
Right, exactly. So when you don't have an influence, when you don't have, you know, the people that you can look up to, and you know, things of that nature, and people guiding you, maybe a child in their shoes does look up to hip-hop. So then is hip-hop responsible when it comes to that child?
In a sense.
You know what I mean? So let's say, for example, because that's what, when you watch Hip-Hop versus America, you know, it's really tough, guys. I'm telling you, this is a tough topic, and we want you guys to make sure that you call in and let us know what you think at 646-200-3136. But that's what they were saying. They were saying when you got so many young people out there with nobody to look up to, and so they end up looking up to the, you know, the Lil Wayne's who is cool, and the T.I.'s and this person and that person. Is it then their responsibility to make a little bit more responsible music when they know that people are looking up to them?
Yes.
Okay, so then we say, well, who sets the standard for what's responsible? And, you know, the first thing I think about when I think about music, because a lot of music isn't even really lyrics anymore. You got a hot dance like the Ricky Bobby or the Soulja Boy or the whatever, and you own. But it's more so the images that are portrayed in these videos. I think that bothers me more than the actual words themselves, because lyrically, ain't nobody really doing lyrics no more.
Right, and I think they're having fun, so not to totally, you know, knock hip-hop, because I think we have a lot of fun songs and fun music, but at the same time, like you said, the image is really over just too much, you know. It's almost like a cartoon character, something that you would draw. It just can get ridiculous, you know.
Right, because I was looking at the images, like I was saying, back to the females. Hold on, y'all. We have a caller from a 919 area code. Caller from the 919 area code, you're on the line. You have a comment?
Is that me?
Yes, 919 area code.
Yeah, I want to put my input in it.
Okay, what's your name, sweetie?
Lisa.
Okay, go ahead, Miss Lisa. We're listening.
Yeah, well, I want to put my input in it.
Okay, go ahead.
What I feel as far as it takes a village to raise a child, okay, a community. I mean, we have the hip-hop and the R&B singers singing, I mean, explicit lyrics, okay? And it takes a child, okay? I mean, a child is going to listen to that, and they're going to be very impressionable, and they're going to listen to that, and they're going to follow that lead, okay? So as parents, we need to make sure we listen to the lyrics that our children listen to, okay, before we allow our children to listen to it. And then we need to pretty much just not even buy the music if it's any kind of cursing or any derogatory against women or anything. We just don't even need to support it at all. That's how
Lisa, you feel like before we buy our children's albums and let them listen to stuff, we should kind of know like what the album is about?
Yeah, we should monitor it, okay? Like especially like TV shows, okay?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, they monitor content, parents monitor content before they allow their child to listen to it or they block it out. But
right. They
are quick to buy Lil Wayne CDs or Missy Elliott or Gucci Mane and let their child listen to that and don't even know what the Gucci Mane or Lil Wayne is saying until their child say a cuss word and they say, well, where'd you get that from?
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate that. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel that, you know, it's a lot of children raising children.
Right.
Okay. And that's probably the reason why a lot of kids are just doing whatever they want to do. They have no kind of control or anything in their life. So as all the young parents, if you feel you are losing any kind of control over your child, put them in a nice church, okay? Send them to church, okay, and get them around positive role models. Get them old books, okay? Mark Twain is a good book. Great American literature, okay?
Okay.
Instead of this hip-hop music, expose them to different cultures. And I'm finished. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Ms. Lisa, and you have a good night.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, caller, you are on the air. Caller, are you there? Hello? You on the air? Hey, that caller hung up, you guys. But I can definitely agree with what Miss Lisa was saying about, you know, if you don't know what to do, you know, sometimes you can go to your church or take your child somewhere and let them get mentored. You know what I mean? Because we don't have all the answers. You know, parenthood doesn't come with a how-to book.
My job is actually as a parent educator, and it's just, I don't know, it's really, since I've been doing this job, like, my opinions and the way that I see things have turned around, and I completely agree with Lisa saying it takes a village to raise a child, and we're in a day and age where children are so easily influenced. It doesn't matter. It can be anything, by other children, by anybody that they're surrounded with, and it's, I'm not blaming all hip-hop, but some of it is just nasty, it's disgusting, it's unnecessary. And
right.
I just don't think the children need to be exposed to it. I'm not saying it causes all of the problems, but it sure isn't helping anything.
Right.
That's
definitely.
True.
1 second, Diane, we have another caller on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air with Keegan, Real High Fresh. Are you there?
Yes, well, I come from different cultures. I am from India, and I have a very good family, but I do not want this terrible, awful hip-hop music. My family.
Okay, you're saying that you're from a different culture and you don't like the hip-hop music?
This terrible, awful hip-hop rap music, this has MC Hammer and terrible nonsense that I just cannot stand, and it is ruining my family. I find out that my son is looking at pornography because of hip-hop.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know how you feel about that. And thank
well,
you for being
do you feel that there is a link between hip-hop music and pornography?
not necessarily between hip-hop and pornographic music, and we don't want to, you know, diss hip-hop music at all. You know what I mean? Because like Diane and everybody else has been saying, and Yada and Tommy, there is some good hip-hop music out there, but there are some people, you know, just like with anything, that take it a little too far. So, no, I can't link the hip-hop music and pornography. Do you think it's a link there?
Well, I know that my son, you know, we moved here from India, and my son Babu, he now he, not only does he internet all the time, but he's always using pornography, and I catch him and you know, we try to discipline him, and he has no respect, and we went to the schools and said, schools, you must take care of my son Babu and then teach him values, or we will lawsuit you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in and just giving us your input. And remember to keep it real high, okay? Thank you.
Wow.
Hello. Well, I mean, you know, hip-hop is all over the globe.
Exactly. It is all over the globe. And I saw Pink. She was doing an interview the other day. And she was saying how she's kind of like hip-hop or pop at the same time. She's broke all type of records in, you know, Australia. So you're right, hip-hop music is everywhere. You know what I mean? And I'm not quite sure that we can, you know, link it with pornography or anything like that, but he definitely has a right to his opinion. Right now, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. Callers, don't forget. Hold on one second. Let me go ahead and take this other caller right quick, okay? Hold on. Caller from a 919 area code, you're on the line.
Yeah,
you're on the line with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh.
Yes, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, you know, I agree with that other guy from India when he called in, because he was right. This hip-hop is just ridiculous. And Cambridge University did a study on hip hop and songs from different R&B, and they said that the people had low IQs who listened to that music.
Good.
That's a real study put up online by Cambridge.
Was that Cambridge University?
If you listen to that hip hop stuff, you had a low IQ. Yeah.
But I would
that give you a lot to think about.
I think that you probably had a low IQ before that, though.
Because, you know, a lot of that stuff is nothing but hating, a lot of hatred and putting people down and, you know, nothing positive, just a whole bunch of hating. And,
I think it just depends on, again, though, which hip-hop artist you definitely don't want to bash hip-hop, because not all hip-hop is bad, but we appreciate, you know, so much you taking the time to call in and tell us how you feel about that. But let me ask you this, though. Do you agree in particular with that study done at Cambridge University? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I agree 100% with it. But I feel that some people, you know, they understand it as just being entertainment, because they're intellectual. They understand, okay, this is just entertainment, like a comedy show. You look at a comedian, and you say, okay, this is my entertainment. But some people, they think it's just their life, and it's the rock, and whatever the hip hop artists say, that's the word. And that's wrong. That's the people with the low IQ. If they could go to school, get an education, or read some books and learn as much more than that in the world, this world would be a lot of better place. Thank you so much.
I agree with you. Readers are definitely leaders. And thank you so much, Ms. Kelly, for calling in, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
You have a good one. And remember to keep it real hot and fresh. Okay, you guys, we're going to go to a very quick break. And then we'll be right back. And remember, this is going to be about a minute or so break. But remember to call in and let us know how you feel at 646-200-3136. We will be right back.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
Okay, you guys, and we are back. It's the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh Blog Talk Radio Show. We have an awesome topic tonight, but we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to go into one of my favorite segments of the whole show. Miss Diane, are you ready for these dish?
I think so.
Hey, go ahead, homegirl.
Well, this week it's not exactly all, you know, fun and everything like that, but I just wanted to talk about Farrah Fawcett. Has everybody, like, heard about what was going on with her?
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody know who she is?
Yeah, girl, that's one of Charlie's Angels now.
Yes.
Oh, that hairdo. The Farrah Fawcett.
Well, it's really sad because this weekend they did, like, the whole documentary on her, and I think it was called, like, Farrah's Story or something. I don't know what it was. But these are actually, like, her last days. They don't really expect her to live probably through this week or maybe 2 weeks at max. But she was diagnosed with cancer in 2006, and it's traveled, like, all the way through her liver and body parts. And, oh, it was so sad to see. And it's just, but in the same, it was inspirational because no matter what she was going through, I mean, they showed her with her companion, Ryan O'Neill, and her son was there. And through all of it, no matter how much pain she was in, she never gave up. She never just said, just let me go, I want to die. And she was very upset because the tabloids had ran stories saying, you know, Farrah says she wants to die and she wants to give up. And she gets really livid in the whole thing because she's like, I would never do that. Why would I want to die? I have a child. I have, you know, a companion. I have so much to live for. And it was one of the most touching stories because I don't know a whole lot about her life. I just, as everybody knows, you know her as, you know, she's got the Farrah hair and she, you know, she's one of the Charlie's Angels and she's such an icon and it was just so sad to see this weekend.
Right. And, I mean, that is sad because, you know, Farrah Fawcett, like I was saying, one of the original Charlie's Angels, she has the hair. She was like the icon when it came to beauty. You know what I mean? And what people mm-hmm. thought their beauty was. But, you know, I have to agree with you. She's a fighter, and I'm proud of her. She's going through what she's going through, but she's still fighting. And for that, you have to just, you know, really give her props on that. So thanks for bringing that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really is. So, you guys, we're going to go back to our topic as far as hip-hop and whether we think it's a negative driving force for our kids. But we're going to put a little twist on it, and we want to know what you all think and what our listeners think about Miss Beyonce. And y'all know what I think. But the question is do we feel like she is a good role model for teens and girls? And, again, to our callers, you can call in at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136 because we want to know how you feel as well. So, Miss Yada, how do you feel about Miss Beyonce being a role model for our girls?
Well, first, I would like to say that I personally like Beyonce. I think she's great. I think she works hard. Her show is magnificent. Beyonce is a grown woman. But
right.
The audience that listens to her and that, you know, follows her are young girls. So I think that's a very hard area for a woman, you know, like herself, just to be in. She has to be her, and she's being real, and she is grown. But at the same time, she's carrying young girls that are looking for her for everything and to do everything and to dress and all of that. So I think that's very hard.
Okay, Yada, we have a phone call on the line. Yes, 919 area code. You're on the line with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, what's up? This is Lee.
Hey, Lee. So how do you feel about the question that we posed about the show tonight? Give us your comments.
Okay, I want to make sure I have the right the one about, you know, how hip-hop music is and is Beyonce
sure.
think hip hop is a little bit different than what it used to be. I don't even think we can call it hip hop, like the whole thing that's going on, this whole era we're going on, like what's going on right now, like the swag and surf kind of era, or the swagger era is what I'm gonna call it.
Okay, so instead of hip hop, you would call it the era of swag.
Yeah, the era of swag, where people are caught on by a trend. They're not caught on something that is actually established and concrete. They're going by trends now. So we're in a trend era.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Lee. Do you agree with the way that hip-hop is going, or do you want it to go back to old school? Like what we grew up on.
I'm a little bit of both, like what they're trying to do, but they're not getting across pretty well. Because, you know, everybody loves nostalgia, and it's just that, you know, I know artists out here now, they don't want to be, man, I want to do my own thing. And it's good and everything, but, you know, do something that's positive. I mean, don't feel like you're representing something that's positive, you know, or something you think that everybody's not going to come across thinking, man, I don't care about that. Well, where's the dollars at? I'm trying to make this money. I'm trying to get on my grind, you know. I just feel that, you know, we can do a lot more better than what we're doing now.
Okay, and Lee, we would definitely have to agree with that. We can do better, and we thank you so much for calling in with your input. Thank you, Lynn. Remember to keep it real hot and fresh, okay?
Thank you.
Hello, caller 919, area code, you're on the line. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Lisa. Lisa, are you still there? Okay, we're going to wait for Lisa to call back in to us. But so how do you all feel about what Lee just said, going back just a little bit? Do you all think this is the era of swag?
Yeah, I agree with him because the fact is when he said, because what I was thinking earlier was I think all music is like it's somebody's expression, whatever that may be. It's just while expressing, you need to use discretion in the same, you know, and it's just, I know that's difficult sometimes because when you express yourself, you don't want to be limited, but you also have to think about who's going to hear this in the end, you know, and.
Okay, you guys, let me get that call right quick. 919 area code, you're on the line. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Is this Lisa?
Yeah, this is Lisa, honey. Oh, you okay, honey? I just decided to call in about that Beyonce again.
Okay.
I feel that Beyonce is not a positive role model. I did buy her first album and her second album, okay? But I would not buy any more albums from Beyonce.
Ms. Lisa, now you got two Beyonce major fans on here. You're gonna have to defend that.
Okay, the reason being is because she is not a good role model for our youth, and a lot of our girls are being very promiscuous because of Beyonce. Okay, the way she dressed, the short outfits and all that. One minute she's looking like Little House on the Prairie. The next minute she's looking like she's getting ready to go on Bourbon Street. And a lot of some of her music is very explicit. But I think a good role model would be Alicia Keys is a great role model for the kids. She's very articulate, well-spoken. Okay. And a lot of the young girls can follow her lead. She also had passed down a 4-year scholarship at a university to pursue music. So she does bring a lot to the table, not just a voice, but a mind as well. Beyonce, her father kind of did her like Michael Jackson did. Homeschooled her. Beyonce was homeschooled.
You know, Somebody questioned Beyonce about that, and you know, I will have to defend her father. He saw something in his daughter that, I don't defend everything he did or defend everything that he did, but he saw something in her that he probably thought was good, and he just, you know, promoted that in her.
So you don't think that what he did was good by promoting the positive in his daughter, or do you think he just exploited his daughter? How do you feel on that?
I feel that he exploited her to a degree, okay? Yeah, he saw there was talent, and she is a very talented young lady
right.
as far as her singing and her acting ability. She's good at that. But he also, they are of the world, okay?
Okay.
You can be in the world, but don't be of the world. And a lot
yeah.
of that stuff is just too explicit. She's just trying to go to one extreme to the next. And she's trying to, someone said she's trying to be a billionaire. She's getting a little too greedy, okay? It's nothing wrong with getting your hustle on, but what she's doing is getting her greed on. We see
right,
her on every magazine.
Right, I was just going to say, when I think about Beyonce, I think of a straight hustler. You know, she's hustling from every angle, especially while she has it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, while she has it, but some of us is tired of it.
Okay, so Ms. Lisa, you're the ones that's tired of it.
Yeah, I'm tired. Every time I go in the shop, go to a grocery store, I turn around, she on Vogue, 1 minute she on Essence, 1 minute she on all of them.
Well, you know, there's a debate right now with whether or not she should take a 2-year break. So if they ask you about the 2-year break, your vote is going to be to go ahead and take that 2-year break.
Take a 10-year break, baby.
Oh, come on, Miss Lisa.
Yeah, I'm about tired of Beyonce. I mean, if she could kind of tone it down and make a couple of gospel albums, she'd be all right.
Come on now, that's a contradictory right there. I think that's going to make the problem even worse. I can't stand that personally.
Okay.
You're going to do either or. But thank you
yeah.
so much for your comments and for keeping it real hot and fresh and for listening and for calling in, okay?
You want a great talk show. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys. So how do y'all feel about that comment?
I'll tell you straight up, like, I respect her opinion, but I don't agree with it whatsoever, because I look at Beyonce like, Beyonce doesn't get out of Lindsay's with her legs wide open. Beyonce, to me, is one of the classiest women in the entertainment business at this point. Yes, I do agree some of her outfits can be a little scantily clad, but I feel that they are for show purposes. These women that go out in Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, their lyrics are disgusting to me. They're disgusting to go out in the party scene. You don't see Beyonce stumbling out of clubs. You don't see, you know, she keeps her private life with her husband very private. You don't ever hear about them. You know, she doesn't flaunt all of that. To me, I don't know. Like, I enjoy her music. She doesn't throw cuss words in her music here and there. She doesn't get, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I mean, and, you know, that's good. We all definitely have them. And, like, with my opinion with Beyonce is, you know, it depends on what you're trying to teach your child. If you're trying to teach your child to be a go-getter, to be a hard worker, because I think Yada even said her stage performance is outstanding. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely outstanding. She puts on a major show, and she's excellent, in my opinion, in every way. So if you're trying to tell your daughter, you know, to grow up and be a go-getter, you know, for that, she's a role model. I can't really think of anything other than maybe what she wears sometimes that may not be necessarily a role model for little girls. But I say even better than that, your mama needs to be your role model. You know what I mean? It's not Beyonce's responsibility to be my daughter or anybody's daughter role model. You know, that's just my opinion on it. So, you know, those are kind of my thoughts for that. And we've had an awesome show tonight. So what we're going to do right now is go by and get everybody's final thoughts. So, Ms. Yada, what are your final thoughts on tonight's show?
Well,
we have had an interesting one.
That is true. That is true. I think that hip-hop music is great, but it's very persuasive. And your children have to be able to decide between right and wrong. I don't think it's okay to do whatever, you know, you want and just be wild. But I do think you should be a free person. I think a lot of times we have people that are imposters, and that's not cool. And lastly,
Yeah, we're here, sweetie.
Okay, and I was going to say, last year, I think that Beyonce is a grown woman. She works very hard, and maybe she needs to evolve and come back.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. Diane, what are your final thoughts on the show tonight?
I thought tonight was a really good show. I mean, I'm not anti-hip-hop by any means. I do any form of music is a person's expression. I just personally think it needs to be toned down a little bit, and, you know, we just need to teach our children, keep teaching our children values and morals, and, you know, as far as Beyonce goes, I mean, she's not, like, my favorite artist in the whole wide world, but compared to what's out there today, in my opinion, she is one of the more respectable role models that there are out there.
And I did like the fact that what Lisa did was, she said, if not Beyonce, maybe an Alicia Keys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tommy, can you think of any, like, other male artists out there that you would maybe consider a good role model for the girls today? And give us your final thoughts.
I would say Rihanna, but since she got busted in the eye, that kind of, you know, changes everybody's perspective on that. I'm not really a big R&B fan, so I can't really think of anybody. I would listen to rap.
Okay, you have to listen to rap. So tell us, what's your final thoughts as far as hip hop and how it's affecting our young people? Like, what do you think about it? Your final thoughts.
Well, basically, if you're gonna let your kids listen to it, you need to explain to them that this is just a business. Most of what they say isn't real. It's only for show and to make money. So you don't have your kids running around trying to do the exact same things they hear somebody else doing.
Right.
You have them being an individual person instead of trying to be like everybody else.
Yes, be your own man or woman.
I think that is something that definitely needs to be stressed out, especially when you go to the schools that are not on uniforms. And you see so many kids, and they look like clones. You know, everybody has this, you know, skater outfit look or things of that nature. But my final thoughts for tonight go back to something that Lisa said when she first called in, when she was saying that it takes a village to raise a child. So I feel like the first role model or the first point of inspiration, the first person that your child should look up to is you at home. You know what I mean? My role models were right in my household. I didn't have to look on BET for inspiration or for somebody positive. I could look in my parents' bedroom. They were my role models. So I never, you know, grew up trying to be like, you know, anybody that I saw on TV. They really, really promoted being yourself. So I think that when it comes to our youth, our parents, you know, first and foremost, whether you're in a single parent home or not, should be our number one role models. And then I think, you know, it goes to the church. I think Kelly called in and she was saying how you can take your kids to the church, you know, if you don't know what to do and let somebody there be some inspiration to your child. And then I think music does have its role, you know, when it comes to forming a generation. And, I mean, we can ignore it and we can say that, you know, it really doesn't, but I think it does play some role. But there is good and bad hip-hop. You know what I mean? And I couldn't dare say, you know, who is bad and who is good. But I do know some positive people out there like Common. He's a very positive, you know, artist that maybe doesn't get as much play, but he's definitely a positive artist out there that's, you know, that promotes love and things of that nature. So I think, you know, everybody made a lot of good points tonight. And I think they did an outstanding show. So does anybody have anything else before we go into our last segment?
Yeah, I have a question for Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Tommy.
Will you come see me in Merle's Inlet sometime?
Say what?
Will you come see me in Merle's Inlet sometime?
That's
I don't know about
that.
We'll see what we can do.
I think that Tommy thinks I'm an old bird. I think he thinks I'm old and all, like, no fun, and I need to prove him wrong.
Diane, I think you got it going on, Diane. So I don't know why he could think that. Tommy, you ain't never seen Diane?
No, I haven't seen her.
Diane
got
it going on, Tommy.
Okay.
So
that's check me out.
So, Tommy, you going to Myrtle Beach? What's up? You had some kind of scare. What's up? You going?
She ain't at Myrtle Beach. She's in Merrill County.
I'm in Myrtle Beach. I'm 10 minutes from the beach.
Huh?
I live 5 minutes from the beach.
You live 5 minutes from the beach?
I'm not in some country redneck town.
You sure?
I promise.
I take your word for it. We'll see what
okay,
we can
better.
Do.
Diane.
Yes.
I won't tell if somebody's down there, you definitely gotta post the pictures up.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, we gotta get all y'all pictures on the website anyway.
Yeah, we definitely gotta do that. To all our listeners out there, we will be getting a website up. Ms. Yada is hooking us up. She's got it going on. Thank you so much, Ms. Yada. So we'll have that ready for you shortly. But what we're going to do now, y'all, and I need my drum roll. We are going to do the 10 ways to know that you are ghetto. Y'all ready for this? Yeah. Oh, this. Let me say a disclaimer about these ghettos, right quick. If you have heard these ghettos before, I want you to laugh like it is your first time hearing it. Okay. Okay. Cool. 10 ways to know you're ghetto, number 10. Oh, and don't beat me up for them. That's another thing. That's my other disclaimer. Okay. 10 ways to know you're ghetto, number 10. You know you're ghetto if you're collecting child support from 4 different dudes, but you got Miss Independent as your ringtone. Okay. Now, this is one of my favorites. Number 9, you know you're ghetto if you bring Tupperware to a barbecue, but you don't bring nothing else. You know you're ghetto, and you know you have done that before. Okay, ways to know you're ghetto, number 8, and this is for my men out there. You know you're ghetto if you spend minutes and minutes driving around looking for a best place to take a leak.
Okay. Wow.
So, Tommy, have you ever did that?
No. Of course not.
You ain't never took a leak on the side of the
hill. Okay, maybe twice.
Right, exactly, and try to make sure don't nobody look. Okay,
yes,
so know you're ghetto, number 7. You know you're ghetto if you eat Chinese food on the bus.
Dang.
Okay. Okay. Way number 6 to know you're ghetto. You know you're ghetto if you're washing dishes with a bar of soap. Lord have mercy. Bless your heart. And y'all, I mean, that's something that I know I'm guilty of. I have done before. Okay, getaway number 5. You know you're ghetto if you take the hotel shampoo and body lotion with you when you leave.
Oh, come on now. That is not ghetto.
No good well, you're not going to use that little bitty lotion and that little bitty shampoo. But you want to
have a bar of soap. Yeah, you will.
Now you wash dishes with a bar of soap.
I'm telling you, you can do it. All you got to do, you hold it in your hands, right, and you get the water real hot, and you just rub the water and let it bubble up. Now, I'm telling you, you're going to probably get tomaine poison or something, or it's going to feel kind of weird, you know, next time you eat off that dish, but at least it'll be clean.
But it's going to taste like that's going to be clean.
Your throat going to be clean. Your gums going to be clean. Everything going to be cleaned out.
It is going to taste like Dove.
Okay. So way to know you're ghetto, number 4. You know you're ghetto if you're using dishwashing liquid as bubble bath, and then you take that same dishwashing liquid and wash your car with it. That's way number 4. Ghetto way number 3. You know you're ghetto if you're eating a different hamburger helper for every day of the week.
Wow.
Okay, y'all know they got the lasagna one day, and then you do the mac and cheese the next day. You know you got to coordinate.
Meal planning.
That's a way to eat for $2 a day. You can eat it for breakfast and dinner. That's right, we're in a recession. Okay, way to know you get on number 2 is if you're playing Scrabble and you turn the letter over to make it blank so you can create a word. I don't know who wrote that one. Okay, and ghetto way number 1. You know you're a ghetto if you get into a fight with another girl in the chat room over a man you ain't never met.
why.
So that's what's up. Those are our 10 ways to know that you are ghetto. Y'all, we had an awesome, awesome show tonight. Yada, do you want to tell us where we can find you when you're not hosting the show?
You can hit me up on my MySpace page. It's actually Iman on the page, a.k.a. Yada. I'm in the ATL.
Okay, so that's what's up. You ain't giving out no specific websites, though. You ain't. You don't want no stalkers?
No stalkers, please.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Yada, we want to thank you so much for coming and helping us host the show tonight. And, again, we want to give a big shout-out to Zach, who went and represented us this weekend at the Ace Walk, where they raised over $5 million, almost $6 million for AIDS awareness. We want to remind everyone that you can still go to the body shop and you can still purchase that that lip balm for AIDS awareness. And out of every $8, $5 goes to support AIDS awareness. Thank you guys so much, and that is our show. And remember to keep it real hot and freaky, freaky fresh. Good night, y'all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Peace.
Woman of my own and tranquility. No, I'm not just an L out of CLC. Song stress for the lungs. Felt more dapper as a rapper. Thought I made what it seems. It's more mind over matter. Have fun coming with beats and rhymes. But it's not so sweet in the side of lime. Sometimes when you make it, people get mad. Throw buckets, crabs, facts get stabbed. It was hard struggling. Now it's hard just trying to juggle this among them. So people see the smile. All the while I have an inner child that's crying the night. Crying the night. Crying no smile. Crying with style, a big out in piles and hours now. Meanwhile, seems so seen now. Fake smiles, cause I'm docile, fragile. I show Gentile smiles. I take it a mile. People don't see the truth in this booth. Under my tongue, over my tooth. I oop, a non-fool of my inner you. Inner you.